My name is Khalifa bin Khaled bin Walid. I'm going to tell you a story about how I became the football champion at my school, Tabuk International School. I wear the number 10 jersey and am the top goal scorer for the under 12 boys team. It wasn't always that I was good at football. I became good thanks to my rival, Abdul Malik bin Mubarak. It all started when I was in grade 1. Ever since I can remember, I used to sit with my dad and his friends watching football. We are all supporters of Al Hilal. They are the best team, I swear to God. When I was about 3 years old, I got my first football. I used to play with my sister Lama, who is 3 years older than I am. I also have a brother. His name is Nawaf. He was too small to play with me. When I was 3 years old, he was only 1 year old. My sister and I used to play in the park at night while my father, mother, and brother would sit on the carpet and have a picnic. I used to kick the ball to her, and she used to kick the ball back. One day, while we were playing, other kids asked to play with. There were 3 other kids, so we made 2 sides. On my side was another boy who was 6 years old. On my sister's side was another girl who was 9 years old. That was the first time I ever played a football match. Of course, the boys lost that game. It was 5-0 at the end of the game. I was very angry, but we all had fun. The day finally came when I had to go to school. I was 6 years old. I got used to playing with the other kids at the park and was very good at football. At least I thought I was very good. On my first day at Tabuk International School, I was very nervous and very tired. My dad said that now I was a big boy and I must go in the morning for Salah with him. After Salah, he would take me to school. My mother would wake me up at about 5 o'clock in the morning to shower, have breakfast, and get dressed for school. Then I would go to mosque to pray, and then I would start school at 7 o'clock. I didn't like school that much, except for break time. I could play football during break with the bigger boys. I thought I would show them my skills. Every time I tried to run with the ball to score a goal, this bigger boy, Abdul Malik, would take the ball from me. He was very good. He could run through all the other boys and take a shot and would score every time. I hated him. I felt it was unfair. Why is a big boy playing with us small boys? One day, as I was getting ready to take a shot, Abdul Malik kicked me. I got angry, so I kicked him back. Instead of getting angry, he just smiled at me. From that day, we became friends. He was not older than me. We were the same age. He was just very big, and that's why I thought he was older than us. After some time, Abdul Malik would come to my house and I would go to his house. We would play FIFA on the PlayStation. Abdul Malik didn't like to sit for long, so he would get up and say, "Let's go play football outside." I would go with him, and we would call all the other kids in the road to play with us. We would put bricks on the road for poles and play 6 or 7 on a side. Abdul Malik always played on the opposite side to make sure I can't score goals. I used to always be angry that he never wanted to play on the same side so we can win together. He said, "Then the game will not be as much fun." I said, "I care about winning." Abdul Malik told me one day the reason why he can always take the ball from me is because he has a secret. I said, "What is your secret?" He said, "If I tell you, then you must not tell anyone." I thought about it and then I said, "No, then don't tell me." Later he said, "It's fine. I will tell you because I want you to become better at playing football." The secret was that his father is the football coach for Al Watani Club. I couldn't believe it. He was playing football with professionals and I wasn't? Finally he said, "Do you want to come to the club?" I said, "Is that even a real question? Of course." By now, I was 10 years old. I had to take football more seriously, so every morning I would run on the field while my father would walk. This was our daily routine. On Thursday evening and on Saturday morning, I would train with the club at the stadium. The training was hard, but I was dedicated because I wanted to be the best. I wasn't even a striker yet. One day, we were playing at the Neom Club when we were down by 2 goals. Abdul Malik was the striker for that game. As he ran forward with the ball, the defender sly-tackled him, and he fell. He was lying on the ground in pain. I was so worried. I was sitting on the bench watching him being carried off. I looked at him with a worried expression. He looked back and said, "I'm fine. It's your turn now." The coach sent me on the field with the number 10 jersey. I felt bad for Abdul Malik, but also eager to prove that I could be just like him, or even better. It was now my time to shine. I didn't want to be greedy, so I passed the ball a lot to my teammates. I tried to set up a few goals, but we kept falling short. Since everyone was expecting me to make the pass each time I got the ball, I surprised them and took the shot. The ball flew into the air, curled as it came down into the corner of the post. Goal! I couldn't believe it. It was my first goal in an actual match. From that moment on, I became confident to take shots. I scored almost at will. We won that game 5-2. I scored all 5 goals. I was the hero, and it was thanks to Abdul Malik. My enemy, my friend, my trainer, and the road to my success. Today, Abdul Malik and I are both forwards, and our teams has been on top of the league for 2 years. Alhamdulillah.